Hello, everybody. Welcome back to On a Side Note. I'm Haley.
And I'm Amy. And today's episode is on March Madness! Recap. Which is funny because right now we're probably, like, way past it.
Well, not way. Yeah, actually, yeah. We are kind of way past
it. But the hype lives on.
Yeah, because I really want to... I have notes. Because to be fair, I like to watch men's March Madness. Mm-hmm. Because I like to make a bracket. And I know nobody ever does a good bracket, but it's just fun. But then, obviously, I feel like this year, women's March Madness was very... I mean, I don't want to say hyped, but it was, like, a little bit more hyped than normal.
I think it was, a lot of it.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't usually watch March Madness until, like, Final Four.
Mm.
And so, I actually watched women's basketball a little earlier than that because of Caitlin Clark. I think, like, the hype that she's been getting, like, way before March Madness started really got, like, more viewers to just, like, jump in and just start following, like, from the beginning as opposed to, like, okay, these are the only four teams left. Let's see. Let's, like, watch, which is from my perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Haley and I mean, I didn't know that you were watching and I was watching separately. So, did you, like, in the back of your head, think, like, oh, yeah, Caitlin Clark's, like, playing. I want to, like, check it out and, like, watch some of the games. Did you watch both men's and women's this year?
Yeah, so I watched men's, but it was, I did watch women's because I knew Iowa and LSU was having, like, a rematch. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that was, like, before the Final Four,
mm-hmm.
So Elite Eight.
Yeah.
So that's when I was, like, oh, I should watch these. Obviously, Iowa versus UConn. And then that's when I saw Amy's TikTok about, like, Iowa versus UConn. And so I texted her. I was like, oh, my God, are you going to watch it, too? Because I was like, it did feel, like, more intense.
Yeah, I was really hyped because, like you, especially for the LSU and Iowa game for women's basketball, I think that even, like, the major sports platform started having more spotlight on it, really highlighting, like, the rivalry and getting more people interested with that hook. I just feel like the script writers couldn't have written it better. Because then, if there's, like, a storyline, it makes it juicier.
Yeah.
Not just, like, a general rivalry. It's, like, the players have rivalry.
Yeah.
And it's, like, part of the competition, and it makes it fun to, like, want to watch. And so I think that was what made me more invested, as opposed to someone who's just like, oh, yeah, I'll just, like, watch it, like, every year. I'm like, oh, wow, this is, like, good. Like, I want to watch and follow the players. I thought it was a good game. But then the UConn game after that, okay, everyone, I am living the Paige Beckers world. So ever since I was invested in the LSU and Iowa game. So then I had to prepare for the next game, obviously, against UConn. So I'm like, okay, who's on UConn? I do a deep dive. Thank you very much, TikTok, for giving background. Like, these people who are so knowledgeable give you exactly the information that you need. And that's when I found out about Paige Beckers. Then I went down a deep rabbit hole of, like, okay, she was really good her freshman year. Then she got injured. Then she's back now. A comeback? Who doesn't love a comeback story?
And it's funny because my perspective is a little bit different because I didn't research any of the players. Obviously, I just knew Caitlin Clark and obviously Angel Reese at the beginning. So then I'm watching Iowa versus UConn and then I just see Paige Beckers. And that's enough. I was like, oh, that girl's really cool. So then I'm like Googling her while I'm watching the game because I was like, And then I found out the same stuff like later. I was like, oh, like she's been injured. And I was like, oh, cool.
Okay, that, because then you could see that no matter how you learn about Paige Beckers, you just fall in love with Paige Beckers.
Yeah.
She's good. She's cool. She's got swag.
That's why it was really cool, because when Amy and I hang out after, how did it happen that I was like, oh, you know, who's like really cool? Like Paige Beckers. And they're like, oh yeah, no way. Just the fact that we both are like, yo. And just separately, you know?
That's why it's crazy. Separately.
I know, who would have thought? Because I was like, I was trying to like kind of dip my toe in, because I wanted to see kind of where Amy was at, of like, hey, are you just like a Caitlin Clark fan? Yeah. Like, how do you feel? Because you gotta like feel it out
of first. Of course, you can't just dive right in.
Yeah, you can't just be like, oh my god, I'm obsessed with Paige Beckers. And then some people will be like, why?
Yeah.
And then I'm just saying, oh, I have to explain?
Exactly.
No explanation necessary.
No explanation needed. I am with you 100%.
Perfect.
And apparently so many others.
Yeah.
Because TikTok allows you to connect to a community that is for you.
Yeah. Oh my god, on a side note, I saw this TikTok today that was like this girl saying, hey, you know, I know TikTok might get banned, and she's like, I never post on here, I just lurk, you know, but I just wanted to say thank you to, like, all the creators who post on here. It really creates a community of just, you know, because obviously everybody has different stuff, but she's like, you learn so much based off your interests. And anyways, her whole TikTok was just, like, the sweetest thing of just showing her, like, appreciation for what TikTok is, despite, like, all the haters and things like that. So just letting people know that she's really appreciated what they post. That just really got me, because I was like, it is true. You know, it is a source of, like, information. Like, I would have, it's harder to Google and get information versus, like, TikTok. I see Paige Beckers in real life.
Exactly. Yeah, I agree. Kind of going off of that is that no other form of social media allows you to connect and get information in such, like, a quick, easy way. Think, like, you know, Instagram and, like, Twitter and all of that. It's, like, either just, like, posts and texts and, like, not as much, like, video content. Or even just, like, mainly, like, you're following, like, your friends and, like, celebrities. But you're not getting a lot of, like, content curated to you unless you search for it.
Yeah.
I feel like they changed it a little bit more now, but, like, still.
Yeah. I was like, my problem is definitely that you have to search for it on these other platforms. Whereas on TikTok, it does go off of the videos that you watch. And that's sort of a new thing. Because that's what I hate, is that you just want things to come up that are, you know, like with YouTube,
mm-hmm.
you have to search things that interest you, and then things kind of start coming up, mm-hmm. but it's really just what comes up is the people that you've already watched.
Yes, yes.
So, like, how do you know what to search for if you, and even then, like, you have to, like, go through people that you potentially, like, don't like, and mm-hmm. then they keep showing you those things anyways, and I'm like, I'm done with them, I didn't actually like it anymore, but this is, like, if you watch the whole video,
they know you like it.
Yeah.
Or you don't like it, but then they, like, the algorithm, like, gets the hint, you know?
Yeah.
Like, after a while, you, like, swipe it, and you don't like it. Then it will slowly phase out of your For You. So I think, like, yeah. I think TikTok's so cool. I know. You learn more about yourself.
I understand the haters. However, do they understand us?
And I also wanted to say that going back to TikTok and, like, Paige Beckers, like, there's, like, a community of people who also just heard about Paige Beckers. And so, I've been getting TikToks of people saying, like, is it just me? Like, I feel like I just found out about Paige, and she's, like, so cool. I just want to watch videos all day. And now I have a bunch of those. So now I know we're not alone. Mm-hmm. We are not separate. Nothing is, like, our own experiences. They're all shared experiences.
Yeah. I know, but my question is, is that I know you're a fan of Caitlin Clark.
Mm-hmm.
How does that compare to your feelings of a fan of Paige Beckers?
I feel like, okay, so there, I was, like, trying to break it down in my head, too, where I think that I definitely, like, Caitlin Clark, I feel like, is a door. Like, she opened the door.
Yeah.
Which is, in a way, kind of sad that someone had to be so good as Caitlin Clark to, like, break so many records in order to get people to just, like, kind of look towards women's basketball. Because I know, like, there's been other people in the past who have been good. Like, even Paige was good back when she was a freshman, but there wasn't, like, that kind of spotlight. And so, like, the outer picture is, like, women have to do so awesome in order for them to get, like, spotlight. So I, like, thank Caitlin Clark for being able to, like, open that door for me to be like, okay, what's going on with women's basketball? And then to see Paige, I'm like, oh, Paige! I think that Caitlin Clark is an introvert. And Paige is an extrovert. And so, in a way, like, their way that they are in front of, like, media is different. And I feel like Paige is, like, very, like, entertaining. And so that kind of, like, the charisma, I would say, like, draws me to her. Whereas, like, Caitlin Clark is more like, oh, yeah, I, like, respect her game. Like, I would watch her. Mm-hmm. But I think, like, for Paige, it's, like, exciting because she brings personality to her, I don't know, like, herself, her game, and everything. So that's kind of, like, the difference, I feel like. Like, okay. I was like, oh, yeah, you're cool, I respect you. And then I was like, I'm obsessed with you. The entire package.
I was like, I'm gonna be honest, when I was watching, like, Caitlin Clark play, mm-hmm. I don't want to be attacked. And I know she's really good. But when I was watching, like, I don't know if it was just the game, but I wasn't, like, impressed. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, I think, like you said, they were just doing defense really well. Mm-hmm. And I think is, like, just the thing that if you kind of, like, jump in before you see her, like, play very well, mm-hmm. you're just like, oh, this is weird. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, it's definitely a problem if you're the only shooter or, like, point, like, maker on your team. Then the other team could just be like, we'll double you every time.
Yeah.
And you won't be able to make any shots.
Because that does bring us back. Amy and I talked about it a little bit because I know they have a conversation about, like, Caitlin Clark being the GOAT. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, she didn't win a championship NCAA. So, like, from that perspective, you can't be the team yourself.
Yeah.
Is kind of the problem with that.
Unfortunately. Yeah, but we did kind of, like, talk about it, and we're like, oh, yeah, she is kind of young to be, like, even in GOAT conversations, but we can award her, like, influential.
Yeah.
Like, she's, like, very influential.
I just don't know why people need to bring in, like, labels so early. Mm-hmm. Or, like, just in general. Like, if you're not going to label her the GOAT, then don't, like, call her the GOAT.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know why that would have to be a conversation that we're having. Like you said, she's so young. And, like, in my opinion, a GOAT conversation is something that's, like, someone who's had a long career. Then yeah. You kind of talk about it. Whereas, like, why? Like, I don't even know why that would be a point to even bring up right now.
And I feel like you said, like, her career is just getting started. She just got drafted for the WNBA. Like, let's see how she does. And just, like, enjoy her game. And then, like, why do we have to argue about, like, the GOAT conversation? Or even, because I know, like, the drama right now is people are saying, oh, the WNBA players are jealous of Caitlin Clark.
Oh.
They, like, I think they made a comment, like, oh, what would you give advice to her or something like that? And then the player was like, oh, just, like get ready or something. Like, oh, it's going to be a new reality. And I didn't see any problem with that. Like, it makes sense in my head that, like, you're going to a different league. So it will be different. I didn't see it as, like, oh, they're jealous of her. And I also think, like, it's the same thing for NCAA players to go into NBA. They say, like, oh, it's going to be, like, you're going to play against, like, real men. And, like, it's a big reality change. So, I don't think there's, like, a difference.
Yeah. I guess it depends on how somebody said that. I guess, like, the tone of voice mm-hmm. depends. Because I'm with you. When I read it, though, I thought that does, like, not necessarily jealous. But I was like, why would you say that? But now that you say that, that makes more sense. But it is weird just to think that they expect you to be so good right off the bat. But I think they did, like, for example, in hockey, mm-hmm. like, I don't know where the levels are between somebody who's good and somebody who's, like, amazing, for example. Mm-hmm. I don't know enough to know, but I know, you know, like, when somebody gets drafted, And either they play right away or they don't. Like, they need training to get up to that standard of playing. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure if she's, like, how it works. In the sense, like, do they start playing right away? Like, they do, right? Mm-hmm. So from that perspective, I feel like people are going to expect her to be, like, oh, she's Caitlin Clark, she should be so good. But I'm with you that, like, it's a transition and you have to get used to how they play. And I'm like, that's, like, all sports.
Yeah.
That you have to get used to this level of playing, or you are just one of the few that are incredible and, like, are really good starting to play right away. But that's, mm-hmm. like, so select. That's, like, one in every 10 years kind mm-hmm. of thing. So
we'll see how, like, Caitlin Clark adjusts. But I just think, like, it's good that there's more spotlight, like, on the sport. Like, maybe people were just expecting them to be, like, more, like, say more things.
Yeah.
Positive about it. And, I don't know, I just feel like, I'm just, like, trying to think, like, I guess they could have, like, they should have, but, like, I don't know, maybe, like, that question, that's, like, how they responded, and that people expected a more positive response.
Yeah, I do think it's gotta feel weird. Like, from a perspective, it is, because of Caitlin Clark, there is more attention on women's basketball, and that's obviously something that you should want as a, like, mm-hmm. professional athlete. However, obviously, it is, like, a very competitive area. Mm-hmm. So, in the sense that, like, for someone else to come in, and that's all anybody talks about, it would be crazy, because I would be like, if it was me, I would be like, women's basketball has been around.
Yeah.
So, for you to, like, come in and be like, and kind of say, oh my god, women's basketball, like, who knew?
Yeah.
And you're just like, I knew. I've been playing this sport for whoever knows how long.
Yeah.
You know? It's kind of like, I can imagine, as a professional player, you're yeah. like, there are people good here as well.
Yeah.
That's not just Caitlin Clark, but at the same time, you do have to acknowledge that, thankfully, like, she is bringing attention to the sport. Mm-hmm. And that will be good for everybody, hopefully, right?
Yeah, and I'm really excited. I even thought about, like, oh, should I, like, go see a game? But Caitlin Clark games they're so expensive. So regular games are, like, $20, well, like, in our area. And then the Caitlin Clark games are now, like, $300 a seat. I'm like, oh my gosh. I'll just watch it on TV and support from afar.
Yeah. Do they play women's basketball on TV?
No, not usually.
But will they? Because
yeah, they're going to be having, I think, like, 90% of the Indiana Fever's games on.
Dude, that's genuinely TV. Crazy.
Yeah.
We're in a new age.
We are, and I support it.
100%. Yeah. We have to watch to get the support still going, mm-hmm. you know? Because you don't want the hype to die, basically.
Yeah. I heard people say that that was the situation with the NBA a long time ago, where viewership, there was not a lot. And so when Larry Bird and Magic Johnson came in, and they had, like, that rivalry, people just wanted to watch the Lakers and the Boston Celtics. Like,
oh.
That's what, like, revived the NBA during that period. And so they're saying, like, okay, if they keep riding off of, like, the Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese kind of rivalry, then it could, like, create a storyline that, like, allows the momentum to keep going. Mm-hmm, and I'm like, mm-hmm. I'm fine with that. That's yeah. fun. Good yeah. competition.
I was like, more sports on TV. I'm in.
Yes.
Did you see that, like, her teammate was there to support her? And then she got, I was like, okay.
Yeah, Kate Martin. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm learning names. And I'm like, all these names. Studying, being better.
I know, that was cute. And then even on my TikTok, I was getting, like, best dressed at the draft, you know,
oh,
videos.
Yeah.
And I was like, nice, I appreciate that. I was like, damn.
Yeah, this is the most women's basketball content I've ever gotten, ever.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying, that, you know, TikTok, like, I feel like without it, what would we know?
Nothing.
You know? Nothing. So that's why it is, like, with social media, so much stuff is, like, different and better.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously a lot is, like, not good. But
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But the good stuff makes us feel more, like, connected and informed.
Yeah. Because I'm with you. I was, like, I was excited to see all this, like, women's basketball stuff.
Yeah. And I was even excited to see them release the stats afterwards of, like, how many people watch, like, each game. I was like, I just wanted to see it go up. You know, I want people to, like, be really excited. And so I also saw that the women's basketball draft was, like, the highest that's, like, ever been watched for, like, other drafts, like, in the past, like, couple years. So I'm like, yes.
I get it. I know, I saw this statistic that was, like, I think that Iowa, or maybe it was the final, but either that or the one before the final, that it was, like, more people watched that. And so I like hockey, right? But it was, like, more people watched that than all of the NHL playoff games last year. All of them combined. And I was like, dang, that's a lot of people.
Yeah, I think MLB was in there too, though. So yeah. Not just hockey.
Yeah, I was like, there are other stats. However, that was the one that, like, since I watched the playoffs.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people don't, like, watch hockey, so, but just for me, I was like, whoa. Because it was like, yeah, there were even more than the men's. And I was like, awesome. But I had questions because I was like, where did you get this?
Yeah. They had their data analysts, like, just like, look up everything, make sure we have all the information to share. The power of Caitlin, and she just got a deal with Nike for shoe. I think it's like worth like $8 million or something.
Oh my, yeah, because I saw somebody say like, oh, does Caitlin Clark's revenue go down after leaving? And they were like, no, she's gonna get all these deals now.
Yeah, good for her.
Yeah, but did you see like her and her boyfriend are ideally going to be playing in the same like city kind of thing?
I didn't hear that. Because I guess
he's like a basketball player,
mm-hmm.
and so the odds of him getting drafted by a team that's like very close by is like really likely. Aww. So they were like, "That's really cool." Yeah,
that's so cute.
I was like, "That is nice." I was like, "Damn, that's crazy."
Yeah. I support it. I support everything. I'm so happy. Yeah, I just think that, like, I hope, like, the momentum, like, continues. I hope it's not just something that's, like, oh, it's hype now, and then, like, a year, everything, like, goes away.
Yeah. I mean, I was like, we'll see, because last year, obviously, she was hyped, and she's only got more hyped, mm-hmm. and she breaks more records. So, ideally, it'll, like, just keep going.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But as somebody who watches the NBA, how did you feel about, like, women's basketball in comparison? Because, you know, like, some people, men, mm-hmm. are like, I don't like women's basketball. It's, like,
boring because no one dunks.
Yeah. So I'm curious of your perspective of, like, is it just as exciting or, like...
No, I thought it was really exciting. Something that I noticed right off the bat is that in women's basketball, they do a lot of... like, ball movement, and I feel like in the NBA sometimes, like, only, like, really good teams have, like, really good ball movement, but the majority of the times, like, they do a lot of, like, ISO plays, so, like, one person just, like, has the ball, like, right, their star of the team, and then everyone, like, clears, and the star, like, does their thing, right? And I feel like sometimes, like, that works, but, like, other times, it's like, oh, you're, like, hugging the ball.
Yeah.
And so I thought it was, like, really fun to watch women's basketball because of, like, the ball movement. And then they do, like back cuts. So then it looks like they're, like, passing, like, really nicely, you know, and towards the basket. And I just thought it was fun. Great, like, movement and, like, supporting each other. Like, high five. I love it. I thought it was great. So I don't think there is anything that's, like, if you enjoy basketball just because they're, like, dunking the ball... then I feel like you aren't really a basketball fan. If you really like basketball, you'll enjoy, like, the movement and, like, the whole sport.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I haven't watched women's NBA. Like, I've watched, you know, like, college. So this will be my first time watching the WNBA.
Do you watch men's NCAA?
Like I said, only, like, the Final Four. And it was, like, it's, like, exciting because things always come down to, like, the buzzer.
Yeah. But did you feel...
a difference?
Yeah.
Compared to, like, NBA or, like, compared to W, like women's college and men's college?
Yeah.
I feel like they're, like, the same in a sense where I do think, like, they move the ball more. And it's, like, exciting. They're, like, younger, you know? They're, like, faster. sorry, NBA, but I just don't watch NBA, but, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, the pace and all of that.
I was, like, it is interesting because I feel like the women are all, like, around the same height.
Yeah.
And I was like, I feel like that is pretty different from men because it kind of very much varies. And you have, like, those two guys that are, like, super tall.
Yeah.
So, I was like, in comparison, the heights, I was like, that's kind of an interesting aspect that you think is, like, different.
Speaking of heights, side note, I'm like, they're, in my head, like, Caitlin Clark and Paige Beckers are, like, our height.
I know.
Right? But then, in reality, they're, like, 6 feet.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, especially when you saw them at the draft, they look so tall.
Yeah. Wild.
And I was like, you guys are really tall. I was like, especially Paige Beckers.
Yeah.
She looks small.
She does look small. I'm like, we could stand next to each other and be the same height.
Yeah. But I guess, it, like, if everybody's that height over there, like, yeah, that's why you just automatically kind of put them down.
Exactly.
When you're watching men's basketball, and sometimes the smallest person is, like, 6 foot. And yeah. And you're just like, oh.
Oh, yeah.
Because the other guy's 7 feet. Yeah. Got it.
Exactly. I'm excited for all the others to come.
I was like, you think that you'll go to a women's basketball game?
Well, I kind of want to go see Paige Beckers.
Okay, so you'll
the
wait.
The obsession continues.
Here's my thing, is that we have to get close. The basketball court is so tiny, and I forget that because on TV it looks big.
Yeah, you have to be close.
But it's tiny.
Yeah.
I was like, oh.
I don't know, because I'm like, okay, Paige Beckers goes to the WNBA. Does that mean, will the hype be there for her where all her team's tickets go up too?
I don't think so.
That's good for us.
Yeah, but we do have to wait.
Yeah, I'll be here, Paige. I'll be cheering.
That's true. So, we'll see if... And who knows how long we go to a WNBA game?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be interesting. And then imagine just, like, when we're older, and we'll be like, oh, I remember when, like, nobody watched women's basketball.
Yeah.
And that will be in the past.
That would be great. Yeah. I love that.
That would be cool. Based off this episode, what if I just said my song is Get Your Head in the Game?
And mine is Push It to the Limit.
Push it. Push it to the limit. Cause I'm in it to win it. I'm gonna go with... It's 99 Boys. Like the number 99.
Mm-hmm.
By Emmeline.
Ooh, okay.
Emmeline.
My song today is... Different Lives by Fly by Midnight.
Oh, I know that song.
Oh, well, I just found it on my Discover Weekly. Yes, I was on my Discover Weekly.
Yeah, I like that song.
It's good, isn't it?
It's a good song, yeah. Yeah.
It's good. I'm glad you know it. I'm glad you like it.
I'm glad you like it, too. That's exciting.
I know.
All right.
Thanks for listening to this fun basketball episode.
Yes. Let us know if there are any other basketball players that you think we should follow.
Of course, yes.
Because we're always interested.
Yes, we're always ready.
Okay.
Bye!